Real Life English 300. One. Finding a job. Unit 1. Job searching. Part 1. Expressions. One. Are you hiring? Two. I saw your ad in the paper and wanted to apply for the job. Three. When can you come in for an interview? Four. Do you have any references? 5. What's your past job experience? 6. This is a very impressive resume, Mr. Smith. 7. What are your qualifications? 8. What's the starting salary? 9. What possibilities are there for advancement? 10. What kind of holidays do you have for your employees? What kind of benefits do you have for your employees? Part 2. Dialogues. 1. Resumes and interviews.
Hey, Ted. I saw this ad in the paper. You should take a look.
What is it?
It's for a job. It looks perfect for you.
Let's see. Wanted. Manager for up-and-coming firm. Must have good organizational skills. Experience a plus. Please contact Betty Sue. Oh, I don't know.
Come on. What have you got to lose?
But what about my resume?
Here, I'll help you type one up.
Thanks, Mary. You're a real pal. I'll call now to set up an interview.
2. Salary. Well, I've looked over your resume, Mr. Peepers.
Please, call me Ted.
Well, Ted, this is a very impressive resume. However, we do have several other applicants to finish interviewing before we can make a final decision. We'll call you by Friday, if that's all right.
That's no problem.
Do you have any other questions?
Well, what kind of salary do you provide?
Salary is based on experience as well as time spent with our company.
I see.
Salary can be negotiated once we officially offer you the job.
Sounds fine. Three. Holidays and benefits.
Anything else?
Yes. One last thing. How much holiday time do you give your employees every year?
Our employees receive 15 days of paid vacation every year. If you don't use the full 15 days, they carry over to the following year.
How about sick days?
You get 5 paid sick days.
Any other benefits?
Yes, we have an excellent retirement plan and medical insurance as well.
Great. Thanks so much for your time.
We'll contact you soon, Ted. Thanks for coming in.
Part 4. Monologue. I work in the human resources department of my company, and it is often my responsibility to hire new employees. When trying to fill open positions within the company, I have certain qualities that I look for in a potential employee. Are they dedicated and hardworking? Are they willing to be trained? Do their interests and career goals match those of the company? It's difficult choosing the right candidate, and I want to be sure that both the company and the employee will benefit from one another. Relevant experience and educational background are important as well, but there is more required in finding the best person for the job. Steve Peters, Human Resources Division.